Wake Up Tri-Counties, live from our Yem Auto Group studios. I'm Sean Cernan, and joining us live in the studio is Julie Landwehr with Abilities Plus. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Of course, yesterday was the Abilities Plus golf outing.
It was. It was the 30th annual golf outing, and it went great. We couldn't have asked for better weather, that's for sure.
Well, before we launch into some of the stuff about the golf outing, remind people how the money raised yesterday helps in the community.
Well, it helps us support all the programs that we offer for children and adults with disabilities and delays. We serve Henry Stark in Western Bureau County and over 200 individuals every year. So it's just so important to the operations of our organization.
And this is the biggest fundraising day of the year.
It is. It's one that has grown, and we have so many loyal supporters that have supported us through the years that we can't thank everyone enough.
Well, let's talk about yesterday, and how did it go for you?
It went great. You know, it always does that day. I can't say enough about the staff at Midland Golf Club. Colby and his crew just take care of everything for us once we get out there. The real work is before the event, but that day, it just runs so smoothly, and I can't thank all of our volunteers and supporters enough.
It was well put together.
Yeah, and like I said, the staff and the volunteers make it so. You know, the staff at the country club, and then all of our supporters that help us ahead of time.
Well, let's talk about some of the folks who really helped out yesterday. You want to say some thank yous?
Yes, absolutely. We had some big sponsors this year. Can't say enough again about Breedloves, too. And I know that in the advertising that you did for the event, you mentioned them as well. They have supported us all 30 years. They give us all the free giveaways that we give out to the golfers. They also do our signs for free and our first, second, and third place trophies. So I can't say enough about them. And even Lejean Breedlove, one of our board members, came and volunteered during the day. So they helped in so many ways. And then Tyson has, I believe for the last 5 years, has been our buffet sponsor. So they pay $2,000 to help us with the food that we have after the event. And Navigate Realty and Justin Landwehr, who also happens to be my son, has been our beverage cart sponsor the last few years as well, a $1,500 sponsor. And then this year, Regional Media was there with a live broadcast and did a lot of advertising ahead of time, too, which was greatly appreciated. And I hope you had a good time out there, Sean.
It was a good time. It was a good day.
It really was. And it was great to have you and your crew that came and had to set up everything ahead of time and take it all down. That was just awesome. Now, it's the first time we've had you there, and we so appreciate it.
I was happy to be a part of it. I'm happy to help out Abilities Plus in any way.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. And even when I send out press releases and things, you always put those on right away and on your Facebook page and things like that. So that's just awesome.
Talk about after the golf event yesterday, of course, everybody got together for dinner and prizes.
We did. We had a lot of door prizes that were donated by donors. Also, we had, I believe, 12 tournament sponsors that just give us a donation to help with the event. They don't send any golfers. We had 18 hole sponsors that assisted us. And then, you know, just all the prizes that are so appreciated. We had money to purchase a Yeti cooler, which was one of our raffles. And we had a board member, Roberta Cinnamon, who made two handmade quilts that were given out as prizes, too. And maybe I can mention the whole winners. Carol Blake, who is a former executive director at Abilities Plus, was the woman's longest drive winner. And then the longest putt was won by Tom Bishop. The closest to the pin was Bill Derricks. And Brad Franks was the longest drive for men. So those were our winners. And then as far as team winners, we had Union Federal as the first place winner, and they actually did a putting contest out on the course as well and gave out a Yeti cooler, too. So that was a cool little bonus. And then second place went to Office Machine Consultants, and our third place team was kind of a tie, so they did a card back, and that was Breedloves that won that. They had actually tied with Tom Burhorn's team and then Martin Engineering as well.
Wow.
So,
And I believe our bosses finished last, if I'm not mistaken. I'm kidding.
I don't know who was last place, but yeah. But I know everyone had a good time. That was the important thing.
And like I said, the money raised is it does so much for Abilities Plus.
It does. It does. It's critical to our operations. So, and as one of our former board members that used to volunteer every year, Bernie Franke, who passed away a few years ago, he always said, it's a fundraiser, but it's also a friendraiser. You have people that come that really know very little about your organization, and hopefully they leave knowing a little bit about what Abilities Plus does and who we serve.
Everybody's got their reasons for why they wish to help.
Correct, correct. I know one individual who won a prize and came up and selected the prize. I thanked him for his continued support because he's golfed in our outing for years, and he just said, I'm so fortunate I have two healthy grandchildren. And then he said, enough said.
Yeah. So, well, what's next for Abilities Plus?
Let's see. What do we have coming up next? Well, we actually have a new fundraiser that the Maple City Cruisers in Geneseo is going to do for us in conjunction with their Trains, Planes, and Automobiles weekend in Geneseo. Don't know a whole lot about it yet, but I believe Geneseo Brewing Company is going to be involved in it as well. So we'll have more information on that as it gets closer to the date. But that's a brand new one that we have coming up. So
Abilities Plus is always up to something.
Yeah. And we're hoping to have our annual open house this year at Christmas time, too. It's usually the first Sunday in December, and we've had it all these years except for last year. We did have to cancel, so we'll just have to wait and see when it gets closer to the first Sunday in December.
And I imagine wreaths as well.
Yes.
Now that you
can
have folks back at the place, you can have them actually working on those things.
And right. Yeah, I'm sure we'll sell a lot of wreaths. We did sell a lot last year, and I'm sure we'll do really well with those again.
The day program, always so active, always doing something.
Yes. And most of our folks are back. We have a few that still haven't returned because of their health needs or just other issues that their parents aren't quite ready to have them come back yet. But most of our folks are back, and they were so happy to be back after being gone for months.
And last time you were here, I believe you mentioned something about a new new residential home.
Right. Yes. It's ready in Anawan. We're just waiting now for the state to come through and inspect. We have to go on their schedule. We don't really have any control over when they come. The state fire marshal came and inspected it. So we're just waiting for Department of Human Services to come through and check it now.
And have you already found people to live there?
We do. We have four women that'll be moving in there, and I think they will adapt really well to the community in Anawan. And I know there a lot of the folks in Anawan that I've talked to, and I know you live up in that area too, Sean, they're really excited about having us as neighbors and being in their community.
Well, that's a good neighbor to have.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if people want to get their own family involved in Abilities Plus, what should they do?
Well, they can just call us up, and we'd be glad to talk to them, 852-4626. Or they can also send us an email. The general email at Abilities is just mail@abilitiesplus.org, and then we can direct it to the correct person. They can send it to me, and I'm happy to send it to the correct person, too, and it's just julie@abilitiesplus.org.
Any other thank yous you'd like to send out from yesterday?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to read off all of the donors, but there are so many but I just can't thank people enough. It just amazes me that, and we even have some people that do it anonymously and they don't want their name listed. So, but we just are so appreciative of all of the donors and sponsors and several people that gave donations at the event yesterday, too. Can't say enough for those folks.
And if you missed out on your chance to donate yesterday, you can still donate today just simply by going to the Abilities Plus website.
Absolutely. So.
All right. Well, Julie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Sean, for everything. Greatly appreciated.